This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. We got to get up. Got to get a getting. One of our listeners called and wrote the other day and sent me $100. Said, get Old Dan a sack of oats and some new shoes on. So, isn't that great? Isn't that great that someone would do that for Old Dan and the Old Trailblazer? I praise the Lord for it. And I wish you'd write me and let me know. Let me know that you're praying for me and asking the Lord for Old Dan and me to get up and get out. Don't be lazy and don't hide the gospel. Don't sit on the gospel. Don't get out. Let's get out and give the gospel. I often tell you folks who hear me, been to hear me for a while, if you want to be a missionary at heart, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of titles of Brother Shelton's tracts that we publish here at the Radio Missions every year. And we send those to anybody that would like to have them. Good sound material to send that you could put in the jail or in the store or in the doctor's office or wherever you go. And folks are doing that all over this country. Carry them in your purse, lady. Someone, you get a chance to say something to someone, hand them a little tract. Say, I'd like for you to read this. We have that tract we've been sending out, Play in Church. That's a good one. And then we have that Sinner Fleeing from Reality. That's a great one. Write me. I'll send those to you free and postpaid. And I'll send you a list of all the titles that you could pick and choose which ones you'd rather have. And if you do that, we're sending them out here on a daily basis. Folks are putting them out. Coal porters, some of our truckers are doing it. Trucker, if you like to do that, if you don't mind doing that, you write me. I'll send them to you. You can put them there in the weigh stations or in the where you go in the truck stop and take a shower and a hot bath and clean up and leave some in there. But the Lord will bless you for doing it, getting out the Word of God. That's what we do here. We bring into these studies now on demon possession and related subjects. And we're looking at Satan, the old trickster. We've been showing you the reality of demons, Satan and his grand aim, and all of those related subjects. But we're looking at Satan, the old trickster. Yeah, the old trickster. He's been he's a sly old devil. He's a cunning devil. He has the cunningness of a snake. But in these scriptures that we just read, just was in our last study, we said we often repeat that phrase, the offense, or the stumbling block, or the foolishness, which indicates that this is a vital truth of God's Word. What is an offense? It is anything that injures or annoys or wounds someone's feelings. Do you get your feelings hurt? I have people write me and say, Trailblazer, you've been on my toes all this week, but I need it. I need it. Don't give up. Stay there. The Lord's using the broadcast to blast me out of a situation that I've been in where I've been walking out of God's will. You talk about robbing God. The Lord takes that thing home to my heart. Even though I don't like it, I realize I've been robbing God of his tithes and offering. And now the Lord has convicted me over that thing, and I got to catch up. And I have a man that sends tithes, and then he sends a second check, and he writes on it where he's picking up the slack. That's where he's picking up the slack of where he stopped tithing, and now he's sending two checks. And he writes one of those different checks and identifies it as his back tithe. Oh, my friend, but listen, an offense is an objectionable action that's resented. It's resented by those who are offended. Folks get offended because I step on their toes with the gospel. A deeper meaning of the word offense means indignity or outrage. Oh, I have folks who are outraged because I've called their number. Yes, and once in a while I call their name. You say, Pastor, you call folks' name? I sure do. When they won't come to Christ, when they take offense at the message, when I see folks shacking up and I know about it. And you say you call? Yes. Yes, I do, my friend. An offense. We see here what an offense is, the cross of Christ is, to an unregenerated heart. It's an insult. That individual insults his dignity, insults his pride. The gospel does. Pastor Shelton told a little story here. Before he died, he said he was holding a meeting over in across the city one night in a mission place where they used to have mission services there on the street. And this lady, well, he met this lady, and she introduced herself to him and told her where she went to church. And the next night, she had a husband with her, and she introduced her husband to the pastor after the service. And he just kindly asked him, said, "Are you a Christian?" She said, "Well, I guess he is. He's a Baptist preacher." She took offense at the pastor's just that question. I asked you humpteen dozen times on this broadcast, are you saved? Do you take offense at that? You should say, I sure am, Pastor. If you are, I sure am, Pastor. I'm praising the Lord. Oh, my friend, don't take offense at the gospel. Don't take offense at it, no, my friend. Don't be insulted. We see here what an offense the cross of Christ is to that unregenerated heart. It insults that individual. His pride and his dignity. His pride is hurt. It's an outrage. It wounds his feelings. And he'll say immediately, away with such doctrine. Away with such gospel. I don't care for it. I don't care for it. I had a funeral I was conducting one day, and there was four Catholic nuns sitting on the front row. And during the service somewhere, I had no prepared notes. I made no effort to do anything outrageous. But I just mentioned, as if they weren't there, I didn't have that in mind. I just mentioned that there was no such a thing as purgatory. And there's not, my friend. There's no such a thing as purgatory. You can burn all the candles you want. Satan can trick your mind into believing that. You can pay the priest or pay the pope or do all of those things. But there's no such a thing as purgatory. And those four women got up and stalked out in the middle of the service because they were offended by the gospel. They were offended by the truth that there's no purgatory. Satan will begin to cry, see what you've done? Tone down your preaching, trailblazer. Take off the sharp edge or you're going to lose your good givers. Oh, my friend, if the gospel is offensive to you, don't take offense at the gospel. Satan wants me to tone down my preaching. He says, tone it down or you'll never win them. My friend, my preaching, listen, if the Lord doesn't use it, I can't help it. Thereby, Satan has succeeded today in taking the offense out of the gospel so it can be associated with by the world and not offend the world. Did you know the world has taken over our churches? Back there, 150, 200 years ago, when this country was settled by the Puritans, they were folks who preached the pure gospel. And if you wanted to belong or become a member of that church, one of their churches, they called you in, and they had what they call an examination. They questioned you or queried you on for make sure you knew the Lord. Only church members who knew the Lord could be associated with that church, could be what they called an active member. And if you could not give a clear account how you knew how you come to know the Lord, they turned you down. Now, my friend, that's not hearsay. That's the truth. I've read it many times in those along those lines. But listen, to show you how much the offense has been taken out of the gospel, listen, we see where folks are located in the range of this broadcast. The churches have organized a brotherhood. The pastor recommended a man for president of the brotherhood who runs a bar room. My friend, listen, the pastor said, you know, he was baptized back there yonder when he was a child. Surely he's saved. He's a good mixer, and he's got money. And he'll make a group good president for our brotherhood. Oh, my friend, listen. If he sat here, he'd be one or two things. He'd come clean, come clear with God, or give up his saloon, or leave the services here and never come back. We have individuals who have left here, there in New Orleans before we moved, left out and never have come back, slammed the door as they went out, my friend. Listen, if any man of that type can sit under my preaching and enjoy it, he's either blind or he's not saved. There's no neutral ground with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, we preach Christ crucified, to the unsaved, the religious, a stumbling block, and to the intellectuals, foolishness. Any individual is not going to sit under the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and have it cut him to pieces and expose his old unsaved heart, reveal his wicked practices, unless he has a love for the truth in his heart and a deep desire to be saved. I've seen men and women come here, keep stumbling and stumbling and stumbling, which is the gospel of Christ, and after a while leave in a rage. Why? The reason was because they were not willing to come clean and come clear with God. We used to have an old man here that was a half Italian and half French, couldn't hardly speak English, and he said, come clean, come clear, go to hell. Come clean, come clear, go to hell. Oh, my friend. Then we had another old man, similar in his speech, broken English. He preached oftentimes. He'd say, it's neither this, it's neither that. Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? It's neither this, it's neither that. Christ died for sinners. So the old trailblazer says, it's neither this, it's neither that. Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? It's neither. It's not anything. It's either Christ or hell. Have you come to the Lord and seeking mercy and been pardoned, washed in His blood? Have you know anything about being washed? You say, well, why? The Bible says there's none righteous. No, not one. Romans 3. Go there and read Romans 3 before our next broadcast. The Bible says there's none righteous. You can't go to heaven without the righteousness of Christ. How do you obtain that? By coming to Christ, seeking mercy, laying down all your opposition. The Bible says, ye willed not, willed, ye willed not to come to Christ, that you may have life. Is that you, my friend? Are you that stubborn in rebellion against God? I won't have that preacher tell me. I don't tell you what to do. I tell you this, it's either Christ or hell. Which? Which one are you going to do, my friend? You going to be broken at the feet of Christ? Or are you going to go on in the wiles of Satan? Listen to Satan and all his track. Get mad and slam the door and go out and get drunk. What you going to do, friend? Follow Satan? Satan don't love you. Satan don't care for you. All he wants you to do is never get saved. And in hell, he'll be there with you. You know, we see these billboards. It says, well, it can't get no better than this. My friend, those billboards, drinking beer on the side of a stream and with an ice chest and some hamburgers, that's not going to be hell. Hell won't be like that. It'll be screaming and scratching and gnashing of teeth, my friend. Oh, the old trailblazer don't want to leave you with that thought. Would you look to the Lord? Would you just come on to the Lord? That way you can trust the Lord. You can praise the Lord. You praise the Lord. I have folks call me, write me, praising the Lord. I had a woman call me this morning. Tell me, I just want to praise the Lord, Pastor, for saving an old sinner like me. And then for saving my husband. And now me and him can talk. He and I can talk about the Lord and praise the Lord. Wouldn't that be great? Oh, my friend, listen. Satan is not your friend. He'll lead you down the road to hell day by day. He's your captive. He's your slave master. Ask the Lord to break that power of Satan. And then you folks who tell me you know the Lord, been redeemed, would you pray for the old trailblazer? My heart is heavy for folks. You have lost loved ones. I have lost loved ones. Pray for me. Would you do that? Would you ask your prayer group when you have prayer service? I hope you do. Tell a leader. Say, Mr. Leader, Pastor, Youth Leader, the old trailblazer would like for us to pray for him. Let's take a little time out and pray just for the old trailblazer. Let's do that. And if you would, I appreciate it. And then ask some of them to write me. Tell them to tune in to hear the old trailblazer. Remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Thank you.